Here we are in Pleyber-Christ, in front of the south entrance to the church.
The parish close of Pleyber-Christ was once much larger than it is today. We are to the south of the church, where the cemetery once was. Thanks to the information preserved in the parish bulletin, Abbé Feutrin, rector of the parish in the 20th century, serves as our guide.
The use we make of a building takes the edge off how we see it. A stranger, if a connoisseur, will quickly see the details which reveal the transformations that have been made to the original church. In fact, it took the monument more than 2 centuries to attain the form it has today. It was made so by a series of extensions.
The original church of Pleyber-Christ probably dates from before 1400. It was entirely rebuilt in the middle of the 16th century. Its tower is in the Beaumanoir style.
The Beaumanoir, or a family of builders and architects who developed an original architecture in the 16th century, which is distinguished notably by the distinctive steeple walls, such as those seen here.
Now, look in front of us at the portal of the church. Abbé Feutrin tells us more.
The south portal houses statues of the 12 apostles in chrysentite by the Landernian sculptor Roland Doré. Under the portal, above the 2 twin doors, a group of statues depicts Jesus handing some keys over to St. Peter, sign of his responsibility and patronage of the church.
In this scene, some animals in a basket are showing their heads. What is it all about? Are they dogs? Cats? Sheep?
Well, they must be sheep, for the theme of the scene, represented by Roland Doré, is pasture my lambs, pasture my sheep. To your left, the ossuary.
This building dates from 1737. It is not marked with any stylistic details or inscriptions. There is but one macabre symbol inside, an angel holding a death's head carved on the end of a tie beam.
Inside the church, you'll admire the splendid altarpieces in Breton Baroque style, mixing flowers, leaves, fruits, and flames.
Beginning in the 15th century, the Mole area was enriched by a new industry which flowed from the cultivation of flax, manufacturing paper. Over 20 paper mills were in production. François Bouget, president of the Au fil du quai fleuri de la Pensée association, tells us about papermaking.
Making paper begins with the gathering of the raw materials, collected first by the rag pickers who came from Mont d'Arrée, that poor mountain. They came down by the roads, which today are only hiking trails, all along the valley. They came down as far as the coastal zone, where flax, linen, was cultivated, and where they would find the remains of packaging and rags that are used to manufacture paper. The rag pickers would carry this raw material to the paper makers, who would make different qualities of paper, packing paper, printing paper, which was all sent back to Morlaix, the town where the finished product would be produced. Either for wrapping linen cloth or for the manufacture of playing cards or cards showing épinal, in épinal style, which were exported from the port. Right.
Let's go now in discovery of the parish close of Saint-Égonnec, where the Baroque rivals with opulence. Return to your car and follow direction Morlaix. At the roundabout, take a left, direction Saint-Égonnec. When you see the town, the church steeple will be your guide. Park your car in one of the parking areas which surround the church. Enter the parish close by the triumphal entryway or by a side entrance. We'll be waiting for you between the ossuary and the imposing calvary.